is a man in the TV radio game. This is interesting. From Smyrna, it's Derek Petiton.
Yes, hello.
You repair them or you perform on them? What do you do?
Oh, no. I have an internet radio show and an internet TV show.
Oh, this is, I believe, are you Derek Shapiro?
I am Derek Shapiro.
This is Vinny Bucci's friend.
I'm dressed up as Larry King today.
You're dressed up as Larry King. Vinny Bucci, is this your friend Derek Shapiro? He's always, I banned him from our Facebook page because he's always touting his show, and it's like, that's not what this is for. What is it? Do you know this guy, Vinny Bucci?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, what's he like? He seems annoying.
But he's a pretty cool guy.
I want him to lose. This is the first time I wanted Eric to win.
Hey, we've only been together since the late 80s. I gotta not feel the pressure.
He's a good guy?
Yeah, he's a really good guy.
Derek Shapiro, what does he do on his show, this Derek Shapiro?
He brings in a lot of, mostly musicians. I'm like the only comic he's brought on his show.
Yeah.
And he does like an internet, radio podcast.
Oh, okay.
He interviews his guests, mm-hmm. and then he lets them perform in front of a crowd. He usually does a lot of benefit shows.
All right, Derek Shapiro, where can people find your program?
Oh, DerekShapiroShow.com and DSSTVStation.com.
Okay. All right, now let's play our game. It's time for the regular guy's squares, and here's how it works, Derek Shapiro.
Yes.
We have, you're the listener, so you get the circle. Eric is the X, and you will pick a star first, sir.
I want to pick, because I'm Jewish myself, I want to pick Jewish Paul McCartney, so I feel like I did a mitzvah today, so I don't have to go to temple tomorrow, you know?
All right, stop performing, calm down. Wow. Jewish Paul McCartney in square number 9.
Just over here writing more Jewish Beatles songs.
Oh, you have more songs?
I have lots of them.
Let me hear one.
Rabbi Wax. Would you still buy it? Would you still try it? If it's a dollar more. Woke up, fell out of bed, put a yarmulke upon my head.
Excellent.
Slept my way downstairs and had some locks. Where are my keys? Oh, I left them in a box. Hi!
You write so quickly. That's just amazing.
Wow.
Machine.
Oh, Jewish Paul McCartney.
Can I do one more?
Yes, please.
Oh, I'll eat your matzah 8 days a week. This just roll right up the tongue.
How did you write those songs that you just pluck away?
Oh, you know, plinkity, 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 and plunkity, plunkity, plunkity. I even write jingles for diamond stores.
Solomon Brothers.
Ivan is your guy for diamonds. You know, plinkity, plunkity. Bloopity boop.
Jewish Paul McCartney. Here's your question, sir. According to noted rabbi Jeffrey Goldwasser, is it okay for Jewish children to celebrate Halloween?
Well, Rabbi Wax, you know I'm a new Jew, but I'd like to think it'd be okay for a little tyke to go running around out there. Nothing like a bunch of tykes running around demanding handouts. I enjoy the little Draculas. Oh, those blood-sucking tykes. Yes, it's quite fine.
It's quite fine.
It's okay.
Those blood-sucking tykes.
Derek, in Smyrna, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
You agree? Yes, American Halloween is secularized enough to be kosher, and a circle gets square number 9. Eric Von Hessler, please pick a star.
Well, since I know how to play the game, I will go for Zombie Ronald Reagan in center square.
Please. That's a wise choice.
Always.
Yes.
Well, I always, you know, I loved you when you were alive.
Just say no to bad brains. Just say maybe to drugs, kids. That's what I tell the children when they come by trick-or-treating at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
You say, just say
just
no.
Say, don't listen to Nancy. I used to wink at the little tykes.
Were they blood-sucking tykes?
Some of them were.
There's something subliminal in McCartney's message there.
Yes. They were dressed as bankers. They were dressed as little lobbyists. Tip O'Neill's son, Tip Jr., little Tip.
Tippy.
He came by asking for alcohol. I said, just say maybe, because your old man did quite all right. Zombie Ronald Reagan, the question is, in It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. What a great show, by
oh,
the
man, I love it.
What does Charlie Brown get in his trick-or-treat bag instead of candy? It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Do you ever see
either
that?
Jelly beans, which I enjoy immensely still. I like jelly beans formed into the shape of brains. I call them Janie Brainies. I used to eat jelly bellies, but I don't like stomachs anymore. I'll eat a stomach if somebody else has gotten to the brain first. And I don't mind an intestine or two.
Don't you look for somebody who eats a lot of jelly beans? Then if you eat their brain, you're eating a brain filled with jelly.
Yes, I'll eat somebody's brain who's had a lot of jelly bellies. But not Janie Brainy's. So it's either Charlie Brown got jelly beans, or wait, no, a chocolate mold of Peppermint Patty's penis, I think, was dropped. Yes, I recall distinctly. By the way, just say no to queerism.
He's confused.
Yes. Oh, he gets, it wasn't Peppermint Patty's penis mold, it was apples. Charlie Brown got an apple in his bucket. Halloween sack.
Didn't you run on that? An apple in every bucket?
An apple in every bucket. 1984 is approaching. Very Orwellian.
Do you agree or disagree, Eric Von Hessler, that Charlie Brown in the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown TV program got apples?
No, he got a rock. I got a rock. That was the whole thing.
That's
I disagree.
Right. He got a rock.
He did?
He did. Yes. Every time and there's, I got this and I got that. I got a rock.
Oh, I didn't watch the show. Oh, I was thinking of Heckle and Jekyll. Yeah. It's my favorite.
Apparently, Charlie wasn't very liked in his neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Who gave a child rocks?
Wah, 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 he was hated wah, wah. More than Dick Cheney.
All right, let's see. We have an X there, Eric, with the X in the center square. Let's go over to Derek Shapiro. And Derek Shapiro, what do we have for you?
All right, so I'm going to text Governor Rick Perry.
Texas Governor Rick Perry in square number 6.
Good choice, brother.
You're dressed like Mitt Romney today.
I am.
Excellent.
You really want a president that looks like Paulie Walnuts? I don't think so.
Hey, you're dropping in the polls like crazy. What's going on?
Yeah, I got a poll you can drop on. Shut your mouth. Brother.
Scary Rick Perry dressed as Mitt Romney. Here's
that old guy in the corner is laughing.
That's he's 24.
Yeah, right, and I'm your uncle.
Vinny Bucci is 24, sir.
All right, well, we'll come up with a program to cure whatever he has.
Rick Perry, I mean, Mitt Romney or whoever.
Right.
What did ancient Celts do? Is it Celts or Celts?
Celts.
What did the ancient, Celts do to ward off evil spirits on Halloween night?
Probably drank heavier than one of the Bush brothers. I don't know, eat a bowl of potatoes and call it a night.
There's a lot of bad blood between the Bushes and the
Perrys. Yeah, you don't like the Bush brothers?
I hate all of them except for Neil. Neil knows how to make money without everybody getting on his back. You interested in some cable companies?
Yeah, maybe
sure.
We could
think
talk.
He bought them off of LBJ. Anyway, they wore costumes, like mine, only not as scary, brother.
All right, the Celts wore costumes to ward off evil spirits on Halloween night. Eric Von Hessler, Derek Shapiro, do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
No, it was wear masks and costumes, and Eric Von Hessler gets the square with the X.
Shush, shush, shush. Let the real entertainer speak. I'm going to go for Seabass for the win.
Seabass
for the win. Yeah, so I said Seabass for the win.
Yes.
Oh yes.
All right, Seabass. You're dressed as what? A douche monster?
Douche monster. I'm not a douche. I'm just dressed as a douche monster.
I thought you were dressed as E.T. for a second.
No. Find
there,
our
boy. There. Elliot.
Come on. Say Elliot. Say Elliot.
Elliot.
You can see the mix-up. Seabass.
Yes.
Medieval cultures believe rolling one of these in butter and eating it could cure leprosy or the plague.
I'm not going to give you a joke answer. I'm just going to answer it. My mother taught me this, and my father confirmed it. Known as the devil's butterfly, the soft crab, a spider. The answer, a spider.
What's the answer?
A spider.
Thank you, E.T. Seabass. Do you agree or disagree for the, win, Eric? Medieval cultures believe that rolling one of these in butter and eating it could cure leprosy.
No, it's the devil's butterfly.
I've heard from you.
Yes. Thanks, E.T.
I have no idea. By the way, Seabass, phone home. I have no idea, but since it's a theme for Halloween, I'll agree. Yes.
Yes, it is a spider. Eric Von Hessler. I bet they'll censor this on the Derek Shapiro show.
Oh, they're not going to hear about this one.
Yeah, this is the story.
Underground.
They will bury the lead. Derek, you have lost to Eric Von Hessler.
That's
Derek,
right.
Well, I'm proud.
You should be.
You know what? Derek, you're Eric with a D. The D is for deficient. You have lost. I'm so sorry.
All right, back to the underground, wherever it is. Where is the show business level he's at?
Underground.
It's under the underground.
Yeah, level Z. All right, there it is. Your regular guy.